I'm here in studio with Bill Bolter. Good to see you today.
Good to see you.
And I know with the Pembroke Police Boys, of course, and Girls Club, you yes. folks have been in existence in that vintage building, I'll say that, since 1980. For people that don't know a lot about what you do, can you tell us, it's not affiliated with these other statewide Boys and Girls Club. This is specifically started in Pembroke.
Yes. Top floor, we have karate program going on upstairs, and also there's a girl that's doing some yoga there a couple of times a week, and we actually do a couple other things. I'm running some firearm safety classes up there to make some money, because we rent the hall out to anybody that has a business that wants to use it, so that we can make some money to put in the till there. The boxing is downstairs. And the weight room is on the bottom floor. And currently we have about three or four boxing instructors that are there. And everything that is doing with the boxing is all by appointment only, so it's not like the wide open door that we had in mm-hmm. the past.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very careful about who comes in and when they come in and all that kind of stuff. So it's things have been pretty quiet for us all summer. And in the fall, so we're kind of really hoping that we can get things going and get back up and moving, you know, and get things going after the first of the year. So
right, and I think what people would be maybe surprised to know is you folks, everybody who's an instructor there, including you, and you've got quite an impressive array. You're all volunteers; nobody's getting paid, and there are, you know, people that have full-time jobs during the day. I'm going to mention one name people might be familiar with: Alexandra Lopes. She's the former world title holder in boxing. She's a practicing attorney at day, and during the night teaches classes of boxing. That's just one example of these instructors. You folks put your heart and soul into it. Now you're having to put some of your own money into it. We're talking small amounts just to keep, you know, the heat, the lights on. That's probably $5,000 a year.
Yes.
And that's, you know, you're looking for some help in that direction.
Yes, we are. We've been running the club and doing all the repairs to the buildings since 1979. And we haven't asked for any money at all from the town. In this past year, CPC came up and offered to put a new roof on the building for us, because it is a town building, to offer to put a new roof on, and they put some windows in, and they're going to put some doors in and bring the building up to code. So hopefully that gets done. So that's, within the last year or so, that's been holding us up quite a bit from doing some things inside of the building because of all the construction work that was going on. So, you know, other than that, some of the instructors that are there have been there for 25 years, 37 years. I've been there since the inception of it. And some of the trainers have been there for 10 years. So it's, you know, like I said, everybody donates their time there for teaching the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not a money maker for anybody, you know, that's there. I've never accepted a dime from the place since I've been there. So,
well, you know what's interesting about this too, because this is really started out, and it still continues. You're helping to mentor young people, especially some people that maybe felt that they needed a little bit of a direction to go in. And you've had countless boys and girls there over the
yes.
years, put them into something that's focused, something that's organized, and where they can learn a skill. So that's the kind of thing that changes lives. And this has been going on there for decades. I remember doing an interview there probably 20 years ago and seeing, talking with some of the karate students, including some of the very young ones. Again, boys and girls. It's a great organization. You need a little bit of help. How can people help you out? How can they make a donation?
Well, the best thing to do would be either stop by the Rockland Trust and make a donation to Rockland Trust in Pembroke Center. Or you could send a check to Post Office Box 84 in Pembroke in care of the Pembroke Police Boys and Girls Club, and that will definitely get to us. You know, otherwise than that, if there's, you know, some other instructors out there that want to come and donate their time also for, you know, weight training or karate or any other boxing instructors, then we're always looking for more help so that we can spread it out a little bit. So when we originally first started, we had different hours for different age groups and all that other stuff. So we had plenty of help, back when we first started. So sometimes it's pretty difficult. Everybody is so busy today, out there working, doing their own thing and all that stuff. So this is affiliated with the Pembroke Police and the court system and all that. So some of the kids that get into trouble, if they're in trouble, they can't go to the club. But as soon as they get out of trouble or if they're in court, then the court probation officer from Plymouth used to be a boxing instructor at the club. Mm-hmm. And currently now we have a federal officer from Boston that donates his time to teach some of the kids from Cardinal Cushing over in Hanover.
That's terrific. So, and I didn't mean to interrupt you there. So you got good things happening there. You operate on a shoestring anyway. You need some help. Just keep the lights on, make some small repairs. If you could tell us again the best way to donate money to the Pembroke Police Boys and Girls Club.
Okay. They can either stop by the Rockland Trust in Pembroke Center, and we have an account there, or they can send a check by mail to Post Office Box 84.
In Pembroke. Great.
Yep. And if anybody has any problems or questions or they want to know what's going on, then they can always give me a call. And my cell phone number is 781-389-4548.
That's great. And again, that's Bill Bolter from Pembroke with the Pembroke Police Boys and Girls Club. I know you're going to get some good donations. We'll get this information up online here, too, at WATD 959, WATD.com.